Today, Matt Paradis, TJ Ward, Akib, Derek Wolf, and Kreider. Full participants were Billy Wynn, Trevor, and Andy. Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, what's going on with Kreider?
His calf's bothering him a little bit, so he just didn't end up taking this full portion of practice, but he took a majority of it, so we'll see.
What was your thinking in bringing back Marlon?
Well, we think Marlon's a really good player. I mean, he just the time he was here, he did a hell of a job, had an excellent chance to make our team. Went and got his back issue taken care of, got healthy. So we just think we're adding a good player. Obviously, it's a lot of active wide receivers. You know, it's a very competitive position for us. We've been suiting six guys, so we think he can add to the mix. So we'll see.
Do you think he's a guy that can help get that safety out of the box kind of open up?
Well, the thing about Marlon knows what we're doing, so he walks in here and goes right to work. He knows exactly what's going on. He's a really good special teams player. So we've been suiting six guys, and those guys are having to play a lot for Joe and do a lot of things. So we think Marlon fits that mix, and so we'll just see. We'll take it day to day and see what happens.
Were you disappointed you weren't able to apply Ronnie Hillman?
Well, John and I talked about it. You know, we've been operating basically with two halfbacks, you know, with Juwan being our third in a lot of ways. So Ronnie knew all our stuff, so we thought it was worth a shot. And obviously, it didn't work out, you know, but we wish him all the best. But, we'll keep going with where we're at. But we just thought it was worth an opportunity, you know.
It almost looks like Peyton Manning out there.
That's him. He stopped by. Yeah. Hey, he stopped by. Got the little ones. I shouldn't say little ones. They're getting big now. But, yeah, I told all the rookies, go there and introduce yourself. So a lot of guys line up. But, no, it's good to see him. We talk quite a bit, but it's good to see him.
Gary, when you look at the remaining schedule and you talk to your team about it, did you talk about needing a certain number of wins, or is that not how you approach
it? No, we just go each week. You know, how do we win this week? What do we have to do? We're playing a really good football team, 17-3, I think, in their last 20 regular season games. I mean, that speaks volumes. We know we're going to have to play well, so we'll just stay focused week to week. You know, we won't get ahead of ourselves, and had a good practice today. Went out in pads, banged a little bit. We haven't done that in a while, so good spirited practice today. Good step in the right direction.
How dangerous are they on the edge with D4 and the good season?
Yeah, you know, and they got back, got Houston back, so you know, and then Tamba, they can play all over the place and really give you problems. You know, so if you got a lot of third and longs, you're in trouble against them. But a really good football team. I think they might be tops in turnover ratio in the league. Great red zone defensive football team, not giving up points, and just a good solid football team.
Back to the running backs, you're starting to see some of the growth from Capri and from Booker that New Orleans game, for instance.
Yeah, I think so. You know, and they're going to have to continue to grow even more. I think the off week helped them. We studied a bunch of stuff and were able to present to them a bunch of things that we see that can make them better and can make us better. So hopefully we'll improve off of that. But, they're going to have to carry the load. I know they're young, but they're going to have to do it. So, but they're working hard, doing their job.
How much would Jadovich get in that club off tonight?
Well, that means a lot. Just watching him practice today with pads, use his hands. You know, I mean, he couldn't use his hands blocking. Obviously, he's not much of a threat catching a ball, and that's something Andy does good. So good to see him back out here using his hands, and hopefully he can stay healthy the rest of the way.
Gary, you mentioned a couple of times this season that they need to get more first downs. What's been the biggest impediment to getting more first downs?
Well, third down ratio is a big part. You know, we're 11 of 16 last week, so you're on the field. You know, I mean, that's every time you convert a third down, it's three more plays. You know, it's obvious. So being a good third down team is a big factor for us. And when we've done that well, we keep our defense off the field and we get our snaps. So hopefully we can continue the trend that we started a couple weeks ago.
With the running backs, it's important for them to learn to keep their legs churning so that second and 10 is...
Yeah, that's a big... That was a big thing with Book and Capri. We tried to show them, hey, listen, you know, I mean, things aren't always nice in this league. I mean, those holes are clogged up and you're going to get hit and people are going to be there. But, hey, you got to make things happen on your own sometimes. So we're trying to really show them times where we would say we went down too easy, too many arm tackles, and trying to challenge them as players to get, you know, if we block something for three or four, they need to go get five or six. You know, that's the nature of being a good back in this league. So trying to present that to them.
Gary, have you sensed people trying to line up against you on defense to get Vaughn away from
We get spread out a bunch, if that's what you're asking, you know, trying to get Von to leave the box, make him play some coverage and those type of things. Yeah, I mean, there's some the nature of some calls defensively you may end up out there, you know, but there's also ways of getting out of some of those calls, too, just like you do offensively, getting out of bad plays, you know. So that's something we always are faced with, I think, when everybody tries to attack us defensively.
Does DeMarcus play more help you with that?
Yes, it definitely does. Yes, it does.
Here it is. You got a little bit of Matt out there.
Yeah, I put him to work today. I'm going to give him tomorrow, Mike, and then he'll go back on Friday. So he's going to be a one-day practice guy, but he's had some time off these 2 weeks. His hips have been bothering him. So we'll get Matt to game day each week, but this week obviously he's able to do a little bit more.
Is that a concern about the cohesion?
Yeah, it is, but I know one thing. I want him out there running the show on Sunday. So, it is tough. He does when he is missing, he does all the non-competitive stuff, all the walkthroughs and all those things, which we add this time of year. So we keep him up to date from that standpoint, but it's more important that Matt's there for us on Sunday sometimes than it is on Thursday. So we're just trying to manage him the right way.
Is this role increase going from Peyton to Trevor this year? Is this role
Matt?
Yeah.
Oh, no doubt. Yeah. Yeah, he does a lot of work at the line of scrimmage. And the further we got along here, Trevor's doing more, too, and we're going to ask even more Trevor here down the stretch, so that'll be important. But, no, Matt's a leader of what we do, calls a lot of fronts, calls a lot of things.
Yeah, some teams come out on fire after a bye week. Some are lethargic. I mean, is there any way to gauge how your team's going to react?
Well, I hope it's fire. We're going to have to be. I mean, we're playing a really good team, and we know that. Our energy was good today. You can one thing about football, when you get away from it for a few days, you got to get back into it, the throwing, the catching, the hitting. So that's why we put our pads on today, try to be a little bit more competitive. So, I can see freshness in everything we're doing mentally and physically, so hopefully we can hang on to that to Sunday.
A lot of players were sharing the images of the trophies in the locker room today, the Super Bowl trophies. What do you hope that message sends to them?
I don't know what you're talking about. You lost me.
They put the Super Bowl trophies in the lobby.
Well, it's good that there's some in this building. You know, that's a good thing. We all know that. But those things don't do you any good right now. You know, it's a new year, a new battle. I think this team's really excited, coaches, organization, everybody. We're there 6 weeks to play, a lot of big football games to play in. So, I mean, that's why we do what we do. So we're all excited, and you can feel it around here. We've got some big challenges ahead.
You guys were off this past weekend, but like a bunch of missed extra points. Did the trends, league-wide trends?
No, I think you look around the league, there was a weather issue around the league. So, I mean, all across the games this week, a lot of wind, a lot of things going on. I mean, as coaches, if you show up on game day and you're playing in a 20, 25-mile-an-hour wind, you have to think about the extra point. I mean, you literally have to. So that's my understanding. Some of the coaches I've talked to, they played in some really windy conditions, so it was a big factor.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, you have a good day.
Thanks,